A new tuned-in musical sculpture park will be dedicated in Eureka Springs this Saturday at 2. More music. The first of its kind in the United States. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich visited the park on Tuesday, during a rainstorm, to meet the sound designer and his collection of happily drenched musicians. She brings us this preview under her umbrella.
The forested pocket park is just beautiful this morning, covered with blossoming flower beds, ancient limestone bluffs, and a chill rain-soaked mist. Even though severe thunderstorms had knocked out power and some very big trees around town just a few hours earlier, a stellar troupe of musicians turned out to perform for us on three musical sculptures, which now comprise Eureka Springs' new music park on North Main Street. Some of the musicians wore rain gear, others just didn't seem to care. Leading the pack, bundled up in a woolen jacket and a colorful skull cap, was sound designer and fabricator Renaga Farbiash. First, he shows us his 28-foot-long, 8-foot-high chime arbor, an open-air tunnel from which hang clusters of tuned silvery aluminum wind chimes. He enters from the south, reaches up, and brushes them in sequence. Give peace a chance. Hear it? Four drenched musicians next play the Renagaphone, which measures 6 feet in length and is 7 feet tall, a pentatonically tuned slit drum sculpture which pays homage to Stonehenge.
Cut into individual notes. It'll be mounted vertically in a circle, kind of like a Stonehenge arrangement, and it'll be played with mallets, and it will be tuned in the bass notes of Give Peace a Chance, so it'll harmonize with the G-Pack.
Let's introduce our musicians that will be performing.
Travis Clark.
Beth Withy.
Scott Thompson.
Instrument is the Ozarkaphone, constructed of weatherproof pine. It's a xylophone, but it's not flat. It arcs and curves into the air.
My name is Scott Thompson. I'm going to do improvised number one on the Ozarkaphone.
Hear the thunder? All three instruments are harmonically tuned to one another and are constructed with materials sourced from found and repurposed materials. Interpretation and instruction will be posted throughout the park and mallets provided. Renaga Farbiash is best known for constructing the world's largest tuned wind chime, which hangs in front of his shop, Harmonic Bazaar, from a huge oak tree located on Highway 23 south of Eureka Springs. Most notably, he installed in 2008 47 wind chimes tuned to the score of John Cage's Dream at the prestigious Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this new music park project is phase one of a public art venture conceived by Sandy Martin, director of Eureka Springs Arts Council, with partial grant funding provided by the Arkansas Arts Council, Department of Arkansas Heritage.
This is part of the revitalization of North Main Street, of what we're calling the North Main Street Arts District. The phase two of the project is going to be enhancements, artistic and aesthetic enhancements of the three original instruments. As we get more funding and sponsorship for the individual instruments, we'll be able to enhance the beauty of them, the sound. Phase three of the music park is going to be adding three more instruments by other area or local artists that will complete the symphony of six musical art sculptures in the Eureka Springs Music Park.
As we talked, a trio of visitors arrived carrying trays of steaming hot coffee and fresh blueberry pancakes with syrup and butter. The neighbor across the street wished to provide stamina for the troop.
I am Susanne, the neighbor across the street. And I came to figure out what is all this noise about, and I thought I'd do it with coffee and pancakes. So turn that off and let's eat.
Interview over.
But once fortified, the troupe gathered around the chime arbor for one more performance. A grand unveiling and demonstration is planned, rain or shine, this Saturday, May 25th, at North Main Street Music Park, adjacent to the old train station, at 2 p.m., with special guests, Trout Fishing in America. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.